This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. This is our review of Kate. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into it then for this brand new Netflix film, which dropped on September 10th around the world. It's directed by Cedric Nicholas Troyan and is produced, among others, by David Leitch, Kelly McCormick, Brian Unkelis. Yeah, okay. Stars Wayne's favorite, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Miku Martineau, and Woody Harrelson, which was an absolute surprise to me.
Did not even know Woody was in this at all.
It's 106 minutes long and obviously no word on the budget nor how much it's taken because it's a Netflix film. Wayne, what's it about?
It's about Kate, who is this chick who's a kick-ass, like, assassin motherfucker at the height of her game. And she works for some, well, we're not quite sure, but it's some syndicate crime, possibly not sure, motherfuckers. When she uncharacteristically blows an assignment one time when they're targeting a member of the Yakuza in Tokyo, and then she quickly discovers she's been poisoned, which is like some radiation-type brutally slow shit that gives her like 24 hours to exact revenge on the killers. So her body is turning to shit, but in the meantime, she forms this weird bond with the teenage daughter of one of the dudes she killed, and that's the movie.
Yep, that's about it. In terms of reception, it holds a 43% approval rating based on 58 reviews, I should say, on Rotten Tomatoes with an average rating of 5.1 out of 10. And on Metacritic, it has a weighted score of 46 out of 100 based on reviews from 20 critics indicating mixed or average reviews. Wayne, what did you think of Kate?
Yeah, I'm looking at this thing and everyone's trashing it, aren't they? There seems to be a bit of a tough reception.
Well, it's just around the pass mark. On average, and just under pass mark for Metacritic, which is always harsher, as we are well aware.
Right. Well, I'll tell you this. I was not expecting that much, because this looks like just a fucking female assassin movie, right? And that's all it's pretending. That's all it's saying it is, right? All I want from it is ass look cool fight scenes. I don't know, make me care for them. Whatever, make me care for the character. That's about it.
I think you've nailed it. That's exactly what you want from this kind of film. You want cool shit.
Yep.
Looking good. And you want to care about the characters.
Exactly.
I think it succeeds in 2 out of 3.
Okay, interestingly you say that, because I think that this film here is like, I'll never remember it. Okay?
No,
like
exactly.
You'll forget this.
My final note literally says no one will remember this in 2022.
Yeah. But as a rule, if you like this shit, right? If you like this like female assassin type stuff, this is a good popcorn muncher. Like, you're going to say, oh, okay, I'll check this out, you know. It's predictable, contains nothing original of any kind.
100%.
Okay? But well made and decent enough to be visually interesting, I thought. There was quite a few shots in there. Oh, this is all right. It's hyper-violent in places.
Yep.
So that's definitely the thing that sets it apart. Like, most of these type of things don't go quite that far.
Agreed.
And for that reason, it's fine. It's fine. That's what I say.
Fair enough. And don't sue Wayne Dan from Netflix and Swill.
Oh, you say fine?
That's his thing. Okay. Look, I agree. I went into this very open-minded, wasn't really expecting much. I'm not a big fan of Mary Elizabeth Winstead in the way that you are.
I just think she's like to be fair, actually, on this point, right? And it's not all about this, but in Scott Pilgrim, she was, I don't know what it was. I thought she was amazing.
Otherworldly.
Yes. And it might be the pink hair. Not sure. Right? And this one, I think she's a nice looking girl, right? But they've on purpose made her all raggedy.
Well, she's dying.
Yes.
Through the course of the whole film.
Yes. And I think she's a better actor than just your standard sort of like, she's obviously got a bit of range. This is a tough role, man. I wouldn't expect this.
Look, I tend to agree. I think she's a better acting lead in these kind of films than what you'll normally expect. Mm. So when she's trying to sell you something like she's in pain.
Yeah, I'll buy it.
Or yeah, exactly.
So she's a good actress.
And I also think Woody Harrelson as a supporting character, Woody Harrelson's good in everything. I will, till the end of time, defend him as one of the better actors in our day and age.
That's true.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
He does a lot with a little. He doesn't have a lot of screen time in this film, but when he does, he makes an impression.
Agreed.
So big ticks. Where the film kind of falls away for me is I'm meant to care about these characters. I think the action scenes are pretty good when they come about. Mm. I could have really done without a really shitty CG-infused car chase scene early in the film.
Oh, really?
That was
terrible. I liked the first part.
Of course you did, because it was neon everywhere.
Yeah, it was fucking cool. By the way, having it set in Tokyo, it's a man who goes to Tokyo quite often.
Yeah, well, it's funny you bring that. I was going to say exactly the same thing. This is my jam.
Like, yeah.
Okay, so I've never been to Osaka, but I've spent a lot of time in Tokyo over the years. It's my most visited city in the world, other than Melbourne, I would say, which I tend to go to once a year. Hmm. Japan, I've been to 8-9 times now.
Right.
And Tokyo in particular, or specifically.
Did it evoke for you?
Look, a couple of places, I'm like, oh, is this the Golden Gaia or whatever else it is? I wasn't sure where they were going to meet in here or else. But yeah, it did. And it's not badly filmed at all in that particular way. There's no way you can have a car chase the way that they depict this in the film in Tokyo. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Of course, these kinds of things, right? That's fine. And it was an interesting choice to put it in Tokyo.
Yeah.
However, I think the character that comes into it, the young character that comes into it, is so grating and so awful.
Really?
I never cared about her at all. And I never really came to care that much about Kate either, to be honest.
Okay.
And that's where the film completely falls over for me. I wanted to, but I didn't.
I mean, it's the kid character. I actually didn't know what to feel about her because initially you see, you know, like her distress in, you know, when you first meet her and you kind of would then feel sorry for her. You'd feel bad for her. But then 10 months later, you see her again, it jumps to that and it's like, she's a bit of a little cunt.
Well, we're meant to buy that these two form because Kate sees a lot of herself in her. We're meant to buy that these two form this instant almost bond. And I never did.
I never thought that they were similar at all. Like I was like, yeah, because the whole thing is like, oh, you're like, she's just a ready young kid. You know what I mean? Like there's, Kate is probably, I don't know. I didn't get that necessarily, but I didn't not buy the fact that the kid liked her because the kid has no one else. Like she clearly,
yeah, that's fine.
You know what I mean? Like, and so it's like, oh, okay, well she hung on to her and that's fine. I guess it's giving her life some meaning. You know what I mean? So I'm okay with that. It wasn't like I said, I'm not going to fucking remember it.
No.
But yeah, it was all right.
Look, again, I'm basically in the same page as you, maybe for different reasons. I think it's also all right. I really appreciate the ultra violence. I thought some of the fight scenes were well staged. I was surprised to read David Leitch's name from the John Wick series.
I wasn't. Producer. It looks like John Wick, man.
But yeah, this is yet another film in the sort of John Wick wannabe sort of thread we've had.
Jane
this
Wick,
is way so, yeah. better than yeah. Jolt, which was with Kate Beckinsale a few months ago on Amazon Prime.
Really?
Massive piece of shit.
Man, I really wanted to watch that.
Terrible. This is way better than that. So okay. When I say way better, I'm talking, you know, a star or a star and a half better than that. It's not like it's 5 stars to 1.
Okay, fair enough.
That film was wildly disappointing. This is a better effort. It looks very similar. It's shot very similarly. The action in this film is way better. The gore in this film is way better. Hence, as far as I'm concerned, it's a better film.
Okay. The gore is definitely the huge thing about it. The blood spurt on the camera. Do you notice that shit? We during the whole, oh, shit.
Certainly did.
We tried that little thing in our movie.
Yep.
There was also where, you know, she gets flipped by someone and the camera spins that. This is very cool.
That fight scene in that sort of Tokyo.
The little like the thing with the rice paper wall thingy thing. That was cool. There was an overhead shot of like, there's a melee and it's like the thing's spinning around. I'm like, this is cool, man. That was hard to shoot, I reckon. So I reckon on that level there, I'm sitting there going, I'm actively impressed by this scene for what I didn't expect in a movie like this. It didn't have to have these elements and it elevated it.
Yep.
You know, maybe not enough, but it elevated it. So I think,
I don't disagree with anything.
Wicked camera angle. So, I mean, that's kind of good. So,
we have to save spoilers for spoilers because we won't give away the film here, but it's not going to be a long review because it's very simple, this film. It's very straightforward. Everything you think is going to happen absolutely happens. There's a moment, I'm going to say this now, in the non-spoiler section, because I had to take a break for a bathroom break halfway through the film. Not even halfway, 25 minutes into the film. And I wrote a particular note on my phone at that point in time. Like, is there any chance this person is not involved?
Now, what you know from that, people, is that Paul was taking a shit.
Yeah.
You don't put a note on your phone while you're pissing. You do it while you're shitting. So.
He knows that too.
Just saying, right? So there you go. Keep going. So after Paul took a shit, he went back and saw the movie.
Came back and finished it off. The shit I'm getting.
No, the shitty had already finished off. Go on ahead.
The shit I'm getting from Wayne, though, is hilarious given he has 93 bathroom breaks per film.
I piss like a racehorse.
I got nothing really more to add in the non-spoiler section, I'm really honest. Anything else you want to say?
Let me think here. No, that's it.
All right. Then let's find out what my note was on the other side of this.
You can't handle the truth!
Shit jokes are so funny. Oh, shit.
What I wrote was, is there any chance Woody Harrelson's not involved in her death?
Oh, God. All right. So
patently, blatantly obvious.
All right. So let's talk about this, right? So I was sitting, I think even me, the non-plotomatic, right, was sitting there going, all right, so you got a scene where Mary Elizabeth is whatever. She calls Woody Harrelson. She says, I've been poisoned. I've only got 24 hours, blah, blah, blah. And you see him almost crying, right? And you see, and I'm sitting there going, all right, so I'm willing to buy that he cares. And it turns out at the end, he actually did care, but he's ruthless more. And I think it was about 20 minutes after that when I went, it's probably going to be him because who else is there in this show? They didn't give me that many red herrings. Even the lieutenants that she fights her way up are people you barely see or can remember.
With the exception of one guy she lets live who turns out to be the guy that he was involved in it with. Ooh.
Well, this is the thing. When she meets what's his character in Game of Thrones? He was Dario Naharis, right?
The original Dario Naharis.
Yeah, the original, right? So when she meets him, this is a paradox that I thought was kind of interesting for a film like this. So at the end of the movie, like, it's all, you know, the little girl finds out that Kate killed her dad, mm-hmm. and it's all like, what do you do?
Little girl, she's a teenager.
Teenager, whatever, right? And I'm like, oh, is it okay for Kate to not get her comeuppance in this thing other than dying from that thing, right? And I think what the paradox here is that she goes to meet Dario Naharis, who is the guy who killed her, right? Puts a gun to his head. He's like, oh my God, I was told it was a roofie. And basically the thing is, although he did kill her, he was put up to it by someone else. She let him live
yep.
and then went after his boss. So by the same token, Kate killed the little girl's dad, but it wasn't really her. It was someone who ordered that. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's okay for Kate to not get killed by the kid, although she did try. So, you know, that's a depth to the movie. I'm like, oh, there you go. There's something. Oh. I was thinking about it, obviously.
I like the way you've reached hard for that one.
I have reached hard for it, but like that's...
Exactly. You knew that what Michael Huseman or whatever his name is,
yep.
Once he's in it, that's meaningful. Like, he doesn't just pop up for one
scene.
No,
you don't get just Dario.
Shock horror. Swinging. Which is a real shame for poor Kate, who's like, I'm going to live a little bit. I'm just going to fuck some dude. I'm going to wear a nice dress.
Exactly. Who doesn't do that from time to time?
Good. Sure.
I put on a nice dress. I fuck a guy. Exactly. It's fine.
So that's all fine. Right. But I just found what really grated on me, what dropped this film for me, is the whole second act is basically Arnie and Kate. And they're meant to be building this relationship where you believe all the shit that happens at the end of the film. None of it held water for me.
Really? Why? Is it because it was...
She was so annoying, the little kid.
Yeah. But she knew But Kate knew that she killed her dad.
Yeah.
So a little bit of, you know, get away from me, kid. She tries it. Kid won't go.
Yeah.
Kid
has still, no once she saves her life, like, seriously, your last 24 hours, you're not taking her with you. There's nothing. Oh, I've got no one else to go with. Uh-huh. I got 12 hours to live. Fuck off.
Yeah, but okay. But and that's the you know, automaton response. But let's say you only have 12 hours to live. Maybe you want to be interacting with someone the whole 12 hours. I don't know. No. I don't know.
There's no way you put a kid in danger like that. None. Given the morals that she has said, which is kids that can never be present.
But she did keep her out of harm's way by taping her up in the toilet, no?
Sure.
Not really?
Sure. Yeah. But I'm saying after that.
But that's the only way she can get to the guy. Her. So you know what I'm saying? And I think the thing where she meets the big bad, whatever, Oyabun or whatever guy, right? And then,
Doesn't
kill him. And then he brings his peeps and they go, that was a cool turn, man.
The last 20 minutes was good.
That was good.
Enjoyed that, although...
Now she's got an instant army because she didn't kill a motherfucker. That was the whole point of her getting there in the first place. That's some good shit, man. And then, of course, because Woody's the bad guy, now it's his guys getting fucked up and shit. And then he's,
I just don't think that she would have had such a relationship with this teenage girl purely because she killed his dad and didn't want to do it.
Yeah, you know how bitches are, Paul.
No,
we don't know how they think. Maybe they're very sentimental. I don't know. It's just like...
I'll explain. I'll use small words that you'll be sure
can't to use that word.
Warthog-faced. They know who I am. It's fine.
Anyway, that said, clearly, I didn't hate this film. I think the ending was fine.
Yeah, I thought you were going to shit on it.
No. I think this is better than what we watched last week, to be honest.
Yeah. What did we watch last week?
Shang-Chi.
Oh. Well, fuck off! Shang-Chi, you're fucking drunk, man. You're fucking drunk. Has everyone hear that?
Not by a lot.
Fuck off.
But I think this film...
Fuck off.
...hit more singles than Shang-Chi.
Oh, damn. What the fuck? All right, so what's your score, bitch?
All right, well, this is the shortest review. Are we already there? Is there anything else you want to say about it?
No, because I want to hear your fucking score.
Well, I'm going to hold you in a little bit of thrall
okay,
for a moment.
Throw it down.
Let's talk about the end.
All right.
This film doesn't wimp out. Thank fuck.
You know what? That's why I thought you'd like it. Because I was sitting there going, if they find some cure for her in the last
20
minutes.
Oh my God. If in the last second the Yakuza boss turns around and goes, I had to cure all along.
Yes.
I'd have been just like, flip the table.
No, that was it. I was sitting there going, you know what? Because of Paul, it's made me hope she dies.
Well,
you know,
she had to die given the narrative of this film.
Yeah,
and
because
the way
otherwise it's not important.
Yeah, everything about this film would have been made superfluous. Here you go. Here's your Deus Ex Machina fucking survival moment.
All right, let me ask you this. Have you ever seen the movie with Kevin Costner called 3 Days to Kill? It was directed by McGee, who did that fucking...
That would have been enough to make me say no.
Oh, okay.
But I did watch The Babysitter, and that was pretty good.
Okay.
So no, I don't think I have seen 3 Days
because
to Kill.
There's a moment there's a sort of similar dilemma towards the end of that film, and the way that was resolved actually made me like the film more, but then again, I'm not you. So, like, you know, it was like sort of a happier ending. So I'm just interested to see if it ever works. I think it does, but it depends on who you are.
This is John Wick by way of Crank, right?
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. Like, I find it very hard to believe that the effects of radioactive poisoning, the way that it's depicted in this film, or and indeed in real life, could be overcome just by a stimulant shot for an hour. I'm like, okay. That's a hard sell.
Hey, maybe it's crack, Paul. Maybe it's crack. I've seen crackheads rise as though they're from just the floor.
I found that very hard to believe. But all right, you just have to buy into conceit.
That's fine. It's like exactly.
But yeah, so we get that moment, and she finally does kill Woody Harrelson's VE character, whatever his name is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
she shoots him in the gut because it's personal.
The way it's personal. Yep. And that's good. She doesn't say that, or he doesn't go, "Got me in the gut. I know it's personal.
I know that's good.
That was nice.
That's good."
And then she collapses, and she's in Arnie's arms, and she closes her eyes. Film ends.
Yeah,
because she's dead. Yeah. Great, good. That gave it an extra half a star for me because I was very worried that they would bitch out right at the end, wimp out, and let her live in a bullshit kind of deus ex machina way. So
I'll be straight up with you. I'm actually surprised that they cast Mary Elizabeth Winstead in this. Not because she's not a good actress, but because I don't know. I don't understand that decision. It's like if the mold for this type of movie is like Charlize Theron and what? So Margot, I don't know. It's just shit like that.
Yeah. Charlize Theron's what, 10 years older than Mary Elizabeth Winstead? I think that maybe makes the Woody Harrelson and her age thing a bit more appropriate. That was a really good moment, by the way, on that note, that the montage, you know, when she's flashing back, and they had that great shot where it's little kid her, teenage her, young adult her, as she's firing the gun on either side of the camera.
Yes.
That was really clever, I thought.
This is not an
So I'm saying, I don't think it's a bad film. I think technically it's fine. And again, the fight scenes are what make this film, excel's too strong a word, but stand out. That one in the as you say, the Japanese traditional house.
Yep.
Fantastic. I think the shootout in the streets of the Golden Gyre or whatever the equivalent thereof was good. And the final action sequence is fun. And I particularly liked when the mob boss cut off the pretender's head. That was cool.
Yeah. And it was like a real quick ting ting chung. He's going, oh shit.
And that was the way to sell it. He was so supremely confident. This guy's just yapping away, bang, boom, 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 dead.
Fucking old bad guy, like busting out his sword and shit. Like, what's up, man?
Yeah, full of honor, and that's the cliche.
About that's the coolest thing about like that. The only way to make me like that character is to go, no, he's actually a.
But he also accepted his death. He was prepared to die. Yeah. He didn't try and fight. Didn't call for anyone else. He just turned around and said, "Okay, let me die with honor."
Yeah, which was like, okay, well,
so again, so I guess what I'm trying to say is, and now
for some reason it's unmemorable, right? It's good in lots of ways, but you're just not going to remember it.
Like you said it, it's fine. I agree. Sorry again, Dan. But long story short, there's nothing about this film. I might go back and watch an action sequence or two, but I'll never watch this whole movie through again because it doesn't make you believe. I firmly believe this.
No, me too.
It doesn't make you believe in the characters enough to care.
Sure.
And that's why it falls short.
Okay.
So for me, in the end of the day, it's a 59.
Oh, okay. Mine was 68.
Oh, okay. Well,
just because like, it was well made. Like, there's it. That's good. That's not good enough, but it's better than good. Better than shit.
No, absolutely better than shit. And and if you've got nothing better to do on any night of the week, doesn't need to be a Friday, Saturday night, but you just want something fairly brain dead, very predictable.
Yeah, check it out.
If you listen to this part already, you know how predictable it is. But if you have already seen it, I'm sure you will agree with us. There's nothing here that's completely and utterly astounding. Just the action sequence is probably better than I would expect for this kind of film.
Worth a look for if you're bored.
There we are. All right, that's our review of Kate. Let us know what you thought if you've seen the film, and you can do so via email or via Twitter at @TheCountdownPC. You can like and follow the show on podbean.com. Check out ccradio.com.au for the other great shows that are part of the network, Comic Confidential itself, and Believe. And finally, the Facebook list community links in the show notes. Do get involved in the discussion there. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
What the hell are you? No!
Fuck, this is an annoying sound, you fucking fuck.
That's all I wanted to get in the reaction of. We'll catch you
fuck away
next time.